This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, ruining my neighbor's quarantine, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, not currently in here because with a wife that works from home, he's gonna sit at her feet and beg rather than lick my guest's legs. And unfortunately for my guest, her leg will not be licked because Jackie Johnson is the first remote guest of High and Mighty of all time. Jackie Johnson, welcome to the virtual High and Mighty studio.
Yes, queen.
I am
filled with joy from that intro. I have heard it so many times, but to get to see it face to face, or rather screen to screen, because you and I will say this definitively, we have the loudest intros of any podcast.
Because I'm the
beauty talk shock jock, so I scream and yell and sing, and I've always wanted to go head to head with you on that.
Well, I'm glad. So, listeners, if you're listening, turn your shit down right now. Turn your volume down.
Yes, adjust your levels accordingly.
Because it's not just mine and Jackie's intros that get loud. It's just our voices.
That's true. We're both from loud areas.
Yeah, Texas and New York, famously. You're from Texas, right, as I'm saying?
Yes.
That? Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the most famously loud places.
That's true. We are loud and proud.
And you're a fan of shock jocks, correct?
Oh, honey, the biggest. I started watching Howard Stern, the E Show, when I was in, I think, fifth grade.
Yeah, the same thing with my wife. My dad always listened to Howard in the house, so I heard it all the time. But Tiff started with the show and then has been listening until she still listens, you know, whatever.
God, that's
I was going to
so
say
cool.
Every day, but it's 3 days a week, 4 days, 4 months a week or whatever,
you know
his awesome schedule.
I've always known your wife is cool, but I did not know she was a Stern head. That makes her even fucking cooler.
Oh, yeah. If you know the amount of times we say Jimbo Kimball in this house, you'd be pretty surprised.
Man, you know what? She should have entered that hottest chick biggest fan contest a few years ago.
she could have. She's up there. I'm sure some fake fans could have won. But she's...
Well, I was encouraged to do it, but I was too scared. But the women they ended up picking, like, you know, they were more Howard's type. They were a little enhanced, if you know what I mean. No shame to that. But I just feel like I would have been like a scrawny nerd up there. But I think I could have done my best. I would have represented well.
I would have loved to have been selected for that. Got to sit on the speaker and have an orgasm right in
his
studio.
Oh, yeah. And that was still, I think that was still when the Sibian was in there. So, you know what? When in Rome.
My wife's like, I got hottest fan of Howard Stern. I'm like, cool. Should I listen to the episode? She's like, please don't.
Yeah. I wanted to intern for him when I was in film school because I was in the radio program at University of Texas. And my cousin who lived in New York was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will not allow that. You will get naked within 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, fine.
So that could have been problematic. That could have been.
Yeah, but, but you know. History is history. Yes. I would be honored.
Jackie, you're the first remote guest of High and Mighty. This is why. And of course, that guest happens to live 1 mile away from
five
me, maybe
blocks?
3/4 of a mile.
We're doing what we can, you know?
Yeah. And we've been talking about doing each other's pods for a long time. So I'm pumped that you are able to do this. I feel like, I was like, who has home setups? And the first person that came, I was like, well, let's get on.
I'm telling you, this has been really good for my podcast career, honestly. I guess word is out that I have my own Zoom and microphone because I'm getting asked on everything. Why not? What do I have to do?
I got to put that info out there, though I don't think I could foreseeably guest on any more podcasts than I already
do. Oh, yeah.
Did.
Well, that's what it, what do they say? It's the jury duty of LA is being asked on a podcast.
I had never heard that expression.
Really? Oh my God. There's questions to its origin. I think Lauren Lapkus told me David Spade made it up, but I heard my friend Roz Dresvalez, the drag queen, say it, so I don't know.
Hey, well, you know, we'll leave it out there. It's just a magical moment in society, in history, where it came together.
It's true. And I guess of the joke.
I'm a professional juror, which is humiliating.
Same. Have you ever served jury duty?
I've had to go to like the selection day or whatever, but I've never been selected.
Same. I went one time and it was just that day where they like go through each person and they ended up settling the next day. And they said they settled based on hearing from us.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, because that's the one time I had to go back for a second day. As soon as we showed up, they were like, we actually settled.
That's what, you know? Same.
And I was like, fuck. Well, I could have slept in and didn't have to drive to downtown with like a fucking button down shirt on and shit.
Hey, you get 7 cents to be there, though.
That's
so
true.
I got a great like 25 cent check in the mail.
I will say the coolest thing about jury duty is it's the realest version of your community, of your neighborhood.
Yes.
Because like when I lived in Brooklyn for like 10 years, but I lived in like hipster, gentrified Brooklyn, like brownstone with like cold brew available on 4 different corners. Then when I went to jury duty, I was like, holy shit. Right. Brooklyn is not as white as my neighborhood tell you it is. I was like,
we live in such a bubble.
I know. And I was so blown away. I was like, the amount of people that were, I think the term is Bengali, people from Bangladesh. I had met like one or two people in my life from Bangladesh. The day I was at jury duty, there was like 500 people that were Bengali, 400 of which didn't speak a lick of English, or at least conveyed that they didn't speak English to get out of jury duty, which is one cool move you could do is just keep saying, I saw, like, I don't understand till they let you
leave. I tried to do that with Pig Latin and they weren't having it. They were like, we actually have a Pig Latin translator, and they brought him in and I was fucked. So
I tried to sketch everybody out and get out of it, and I was still selected, but then it ended up like going with someone else. But I was like, I have a problem with the fact that it says the word God on the wall in this room as an atheist that affects, I was like trying anything, but I didn't want to lie either. Like there's a part of me, it's like, all right, just lean into honest beliefs. So right. I started being like way too anti-police and way too like anti-religion. And I thought it would like get me out of there. And then of course the defense people are like, let's get this fucking guy.
Right. I mean, I feel like, is it just because it inconveniences our daily lives so much, but I learned so much in that day thinking like, wow, someday if I need a jury, is everybody in the room going to just be resentful and wish they were at home and make up shit so they don't have to be on my jury? And it made me like rethink everything. I was like, no, this is our duty and honor to be in this room right now. I know it sucks a big old fat turd, but like we should be lucky that we're here. It like changed my life.
I agree wholeheartedly, and especially because this is mean, but you realize a lot of people aren't on the same level of intelligence or understanding of the law or society or the world as you are. And I mean, obviously some people are more, but when you're at jury duty, you're like, oh man, what if it's those 12 people for this person? Like
right.
I maybe have to go on this jury. Like I felt the need to be like, oh, for the sake of this person who's on trial, I should be on this jury rather than the people they have up there, because I think
right.
I know what's happening and these people all don't seem to know what's going on at all.
Right. Or if people are just pissed that they had to leave work, I mean, resentment can really get you. Like what if they're like, he's fucking guilty, he took me out of my job for 2 months, like
yeah.
you know,
or like whatever gets this shit over with faster. Like
right.
yeah,
so it's a really flawed system.
It really is, and that's what we're here to talk about. We're gonna fix the judicial system, the two of us.
Yes.
Complete. We're
yes.
experts in politics, so we're ready and prepared to sort this out. We're lawyers. We're judges, and we're executioners. I got you on for your expertise. I mean, this easily could have been a text message, but let's turn it into a podcast.
I mean, that's everything.
I know.
Every time I hang out with my friends, I'm like, this is hilarious. We should fucking record this and put Rothy's ads on it, you know?
Yeah, and they're like, just be our friend, Jackie. You're like, fine.
I guess.
That's my, that's Tiffany. She keeps pitching. She was on the podcast last week. She keeps going like, I should do it again. I should do your podcast again. And I was like, why don't we just talk like as a married
yeah.
couple?
Why don't we just spend some real nice quality time together intimately?
I will say, and you know this, as we're both hacking the system here a little bit, podcasting is a way to speak to someone who you're friends with for an hour unbroken, which is a rare occasion in adult life.
This is by far the longest we've ever spoken.
For sure. We maybe...
Yeah.
We're like 10, 12 minutes in. We've maybe stood in the same circle for this long, like while everyone was kind of
other
talking.
Other people chime in.
Yeah. But I've this is definitely the longest you and I have ever.
Yeah. That always happens, though. I mean, I have gotten to the point now where podcasting is kind of my socialization. And I know that is not healthy.
No, I know. That's you. I think it's just as unhealthy as people who who I also listen to podcasts and consider those people my friends. And like,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you got it, boys. Like, you know, and they're like, who?
I mean,
like,
that's how I feel about Howard, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm a fucking loser. Long story short, I'm a huge fucking loser. Yeah. But what we wanted to talk about, we have a lot of topics that we could get into. And now we know Shock Jocks was one. But I want to talk skincare because this is something that's on my mind now that I have time and no excuses, and I live with a partner who's very aware of skincare and hygiene and beauty and shit. Things that never hygiene and beauty. I can include those two together. It's
like, I think that's fair.
Beauty products like a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Hey, but it's self-care though. But that's self-care. It counts.
Right.
Self-care, skincare, honey. It's all together.
Right. And then I've been getting into skincare. And this is new to me. I usually only do this after I've been sunburnt, but I've been moisturizing just about daily after
Hell
my shower,
yeah.
which is something I never did before, but I found some lotion that I enjoy, and now I'm moisturizing full time.
Okay, tell me what you mean by found and enjoy. So tell me the whole journey to finding this cream or this lotion, and what is it?
So for the longest time, I was using like Shea Moisture, like cocoa butter stuff for just like post sun care. It was the only time I have pretty smooth skin, I think. And I think it's because I drink a lot of water and I'm rarely ever dehydrated. And I do get a lot of, you know, sun time, but like responsibly.
Do you wear sunscreen?
I will. Yes, I will. But like, you know, 15, 8, 4, depending on the sun. I'm Italian and I'm from New York, so I have a hard time.
I understand. I understand the lifestyle.
Yeah. Hey, as I call it, the Guido recharge. When it's sunny out during this pandemic, I just like take off my shirt and go stand outside and just to get the sun on my body.
I do the same thing. We get like one little sliver of light and Chooch, my dog, will roll right in it, and then I'll lay next to her and just feel. I love a good, like, I call it cooking in the sun. I just love a good cook.
Yeah, hell yeah. I can totally relate to that. And also Arthur is the same way. He moves throughout the day chasing wherever the sunlight is.
Does that make you sad in a way like a prisoner would do? You know, like a prisoner follows the sliver of light.
Well, it makes me feel awful. I'm like, maybe he needs like a greenhouse room or a vest or something. Like, am I freezing
for a yard?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we all need a yard, and it's really hitting hard during this fucking quarantine that I do
I'm
not
telling you.
I'm 38 years old. I'm this quarantine, I am tired of living in a fucking apartment without a yard, without a dishwasher, without laundry. It's been since I was 21, so I'm used to it now, but I'm ready for a fucking house with a yard where me and my wife could be, you know, more than 10 feet away from each other as we spend 6 months straight living together.
I feel like I have failed Chooch because, you know, I've had her 10 years. And when I got her, I was like, I'm going to give you a great life. You know, I know I'm a broke ass improvising 25-year-old right now, but like, give me a few years and I'll hook you up. And I'm like, my poor dog, she's 10 and she still has never had a yard. And I'm like, I have to get my life together so she can live out her final years in the sun. I have to. Gabers, what the fuck are we doing?
I need a yard, and I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't think I'm moving anytime soon. Weirdly, the income has slowed down a little bit in the last couple
of months. I know. Who would have thought?
Can't place it. I didn't realize how I was a little bit of an actor until I got no acting jobs whatsoever. And I was like, oh, I guess I was more than a podcaster before. And now I'm feeling the pinch. Sorry, I pushed a button. Didn't know if I blew the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
We're good. We're rolling.
Okay,
we're fine.
Good. You know what? We have to do our best in these times. So what are you using, this moisturizer?
So back to shea butter. Yeah, so now friend of the pod, Ryan Stanger, was over my house, and he always smells really good. This is a guy who's got good products. So I get in his grill, and I'm like, what is this lotion you're wearing? And he's wearing something called Skin Trip, which is like a coconut scented lotion. And I'm like, I love the smell of it. I love the beach sort of sunscreen adjacent scent. So I'm like, and now this is peak. This is two 40-year-old men who host an action movie podcast going like, well, three, because Rogers was included in the dialogue, was like, wait, so you like this lotion? He's like, yeah, it's not greasy. It's not, and it's not. It rubs in well, and it's kind of like thick. It's not like, it rubs in very easily, and it doesn't leave me feeling slimy, which is like all I can ask for in a lotion. And I don't know how well it works, because, you know, it doesn't have like all these cool ingredients, but it makes, or whatever. I don't even know what's important in those ingredients. Maybe that's something we need to talk about. But I'm just so pumped that I like the way my skin looks and smells after I use this.
Where do you get it from? I've never heard of that brand.
Same. I've been buying it on Amazon. Luckily, I bought like a fucking crate of it before the pandemic hit.
Okay, so I have two things I want to address. One, the number one way out there, if anyone is curious about skincare and getting into it, it is all about that word of mouth referrals. And that is exactly what you just pointed out, an example. And that's what Natch Butte, my show, really is. In essence, it's like two people sitting down and being like, what do you like? What do you not like? I think that's the only thing you can trust out there, because people fake reviews. You never know where and who you're buying from, like whatever. So you saw somebody, you said, hey, you smell nice, you look good. And then he raved about it and you trusted his opinion.
Well, that's more and more what I'm learning in the modern society, is like how much I just rely on people whose opinions I already trust for whatever reason in whatever category. Like, I didn't think I would take skincare recommendations from Stanger and Rogers. I will always take movie recommendations.
Right.
I thought my skincare recos might be coming from a Jackie and a Tiffany and that kind of world. But when someone seems to be pulling it off, I was like, and now I'm that guy. I'm like, excuse me, sir, where did you get those sneakers? If I like someone's sneakers, and I explain,
I'm telling you,
and people like to be complimented, and then they have no, I mean, if someone says, Tiff, my wife has got me on this. She's constantly complimenting people earnestly. She's not phony. She'll be like, your hair is amazing. And then someone will be like, oh, thank you. Or if someone says to her, that cardigan's amazing, she's like, Anthropology, two years ago, you could probably still find it on the website. You know, like, and I'm like, watching that kind of, I guess I'm going to call it an economy, seeing all that is very cool. So I was like, let me get into that myself.
I love that. I mean, Stanger is a skincare influencer officially.
He's
so
official.
Add that to his resume.
he got me on my deodorant too. Like, I'm
is
on
it the Fat in the Moon one?
Yep.
Honey, he's been on Natch Butte. He's been on Natch Butte.
Well, yeah,
that's
and
awesome.
I'm on Fat in the Moon deodorant and skin, all from Stanger. And I actually have Stanger's. I have two different hair products, one of which I got from Stanger.
God, who knew? Is it maybe, do you think he's this influential among everyone, or is it just you? Like, you just look so fondly to him that you're copying all of his products.
Oh, it's 100% that. Because like, I like look up to him as a, even, but at the same time, he is probably of my, even, and like, it goes across, I was going to say of my male friends, and then I was going to qualify that as of my hetero male friends, but even my gay male friends don't use as much products as Stanger does. So when Stanger comes over, I trust him. He probably, because he's a little bit older than me, so he's even more like 80s and 90s than I am. So he's got that like deodorant, hair gel, like,
oh yeah,
jeans that he knows fit him well. Like, he's an adult man. He's a dad. He owns a home. He has a life. Talking about
God,
him way too much.
What a beautiful yard. What a beautiful yard he has.
Oh, I hate him for
God
having a yard right now.
God damn it. He has a yard. He's got it all. He has an avocado tree in his front yard. I mean, motherfucker.
But he also has a kid, so his quarantine seems like it could be a little bit more difficult than mine. I've never realized how much I don't want to be a parent worse than in this. And I feel bad saying it, but it's really solidified for me and Tiff that, you know what? I don't think kids are for us. Like,
I can only imagine how difficult it would be. We think about the kids annoying us, but the kids are depressed.
I feel bad. I feel even worse for the kids. And then I would be such a bad roommate to them, because I'd be like, the fuck out of here. I got to hit the volcano and talk to somebody for 2 hours about
Johnny Mnemonic or some shit.
I remember last year, I was really depressed at the beginning of the year because my life fell apart, as you know. And for those of who don't know, I had got a divorce, but I was like, I went to Austin for South By and I was a total wreck. And then because
I would hardly call that your life falling apart, by the way.
I mean, it came back together beautifully, but at the time.
Yeah. And we were both in Austin together at the same time.
That's true. Yes. Yeah. And so every time I'm in South By, I always go up to Dallas, down to Dallas, and see my family, up to Dallas. And I was so depressed, and I like wouldn't come out of my room, and my little nephew was 7, goes, Aunt Jackie won't get out of bed. She's just tired. She won't play with me. And I wanted to be like, it's called depression, kid.
And it's coming for you. You got 10.
But my sister was just telling me that, like, she's like, Lennox won't stop sleeping. And I'm like, hey, buddy, it all comes around, doesn't it?
Yeah. Get off your high horse, little mister. I'm not depressed because I'm in elementary school.
It happens to all of us.
Life fucking sucks.
Life sucks.
Don't worry, I will not be using the quarantine in my ads to help sell you underwear, but I will say I love wearing my Mac Weldons. I wear their socks casually. I wear their athletic socks when I run. I wear their underwear, and yes, they do send me free pairs, but I do actually like it because I could wear other stuff, but my drawer is exclusively Mack Weldon, and I'm embarrassed to say how many times I've emailed them to say, like, hey, can you send these and some double XLs? Guys, the fit is great. I'm sure if you have a body that's less weird and less small and smaller than mine, or even larger, these will fit you as well. My body is weird, and these fit me so well. They fit everyone well. I don't know how that works, but it just does. The sweatpants are comfortable. The underwear rocks. I'm currently wearing the underwear, the socks, and that's it right now. Because I'm in shorts because it was hot AF today. But don't worry about it. Mack Weldon has shorts too. All right. Why am I telling you all that? Who cares? Do yourself a favor and go to MackWeldon.com and enter promo code HI to get 20% off your first order. They are so, trust me, they're comfortable. And 20% off your first order. How easy is that? MackWeldon.com, promo code HI. That's all you got to do. Later. I don't know about you guys, but upon moving in with my wife back then when she was my girlfriend, I really started to think about how gross my sofa was. And lately, since Burrow's been advertising, I mean, I have great sofas now. That was like 10 years ago. I've got great stuff now. But Burrow, these guys, I know what you're thinking. That's the one with the built-in USB chargers? Yes. These Burrow, I don't want to say, these people at Burrow, these geniuses at Burrow, their sofas are so easy to set up and they're easy to move. And what I like about them is that they're adaptable. So like, say you get this, you get a sofa from them and then later on you move or you rearrange your living room and you're like, damn, I wish this was a sectional. Boom, you can order more pieces and they all just snap together. It's mad easy. You pick your fabric color, your leg finish, your armrest style, your length. You could add a chaise lounge, an ottoman, both. You can get multiples. You can connect them, dude. You people, everyone. I keep trying not to use these gendered slang terms. Everyone, you should check these couches out. And they've got more than just couches. They got rugs, coffee tables, love seats, armchairs, ottomans, sleep kit, all this stuff. You just check it out yourself. So go to burrow.com/mighty. That's burrow.com/mighty. Get $75 off your first purchase and free 1 week shipping. A week. It takes a week to get a couch to you at burrow.com. I know I have a New York accent, but it's the other burrow, like digging in. Burrow, burrow.com/mighty. $75 off. Do it.
But okay, I wanted to go back to the cream. The other thing I was going to point out, if you are interested in skincare, and this is what it is, you have to pick a product that you are drawn to and that you like using, because then you will actually use it. If you buy something and you end up not liking it that much, what happens? It sits with the lid on it collecting dust. So that also helps. If you pick a product that you like the scent, like you said, you like the consistency, maybe the jar is appealing to you, you're more incentivized to use it and enjoy it. So that's something, you know, that most people don't even think about.
Right. And also I'm realizing, and this is the same, I have the same attitude towards cooking, or same theory towards cooking. I'm not going to be like, well, I'm definitely going to also put on night masks and do, I know myself, I am right. lazy. And it's like, I do take a shower every day. That is something I do. So why can't I can add a 5-minute moisturizing routine for after the shower? Not crazy. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like I'm adding too much. Cause like, when right. I always say this, like when people want to get, they're like, I don't know how to cook anything. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it. And the pandemic is making me think of these poor souls even more. But
oh,
I always,
that's all I keep thinking about. I'm like, my friends that can't cook, what the fuck are they doing?
My friends that can't cook and my friends that have random roommates. That's all I can think about. Because of our career choices, a lot of our friends are adults who have roommates that they don't necessarily know or are a friend of a friend. And it's just like these situations where I'm just like, and I lived in them and I'm like, holy shit, if I was trapped either with my roommates before Tiffany, my college roommates, or the scariest of all, my own immediate family, I would fucking get, it would be a disaster for me.
Oh, all I keep thinking is if this happened in my 20s, I would be dead. I'd be dead.
I have no ability to handle it. I said this to Tiffany and I feel bad, but if this happened in my 20s, everyone would see me on the news on the beach in Florida going, I hope that kid dies. Because I'd be like, we got a fucking party. Who cares if we, like, that would have been me in my 20s.
Oh, man.
And I'm so happy to be in my late 30s as this is happening.
I just feel like, you know, I was waiting tables. You know, I worked at the fucking Cheesecake Factory at the Grove. Like, I would have been boned. Like, I wouldn't have any money. I'd be living with my psycho old roommate, you know.
Right, right.
And she would, who would refuse to not hook up during this. So she would most definitely be bringing it into the house. Like, I would have had to drive home.
Oh, right.
I would
exactly.
have had to driven my Mustang back to Texas.
I would have had to go out to the island, which is a little easier from New York City. But at the same time, I would have then had to live with my parents, which would have been death for one of the three of us.
Oh, same.
Yeah. It would have been a disaster. Yeah.
Look at us now. Stable. Living our life.
We have this, and back then I had these unstable jobs. Now I've got this stability of a fucking feels ad.
Well, it's so funny. When this all started, I did tweet out like, well, who would have thought podcasters had the job stability now?
Yeah.
But then I realized, oh, wait, no one's commuting. No one's at work. No one's, you know. So podcasting is taking a nosedive in terms of listenership. And all
people
my ads
aren't
pulled.
Buying ads. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All my ads pulled. I'm like, you mean you don't want to buy a Quip toothbrush right now?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
It's a crazy fucking time. Who would have thought that these jobs could survive? But surviving them is like, now I make $600 a month with my job. Gee, I'll be fine in no time. Thanks, quarantine.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
But wait, so just to jump back to cooking. So I say, like, pick something that you know you love that you could eat a bunch, even if you make it poorly. Like for me, it was chicken wings are like my favorite food. So I'm like, I should just learn how to cook these so I don't spend a bunch of money. And like, sometimes I overcooked them, sometimes I undercooked them, but I was making them for myself. They're my favorite food. And now I'm very good at making wings. And that also made me want to be like, oh, other stuff I like. I usually eat scrambled eggs for breakfast. Let me learn how to make that better, you know? And I just found these things, and for whatever it might be, like, oh, I want to be better at my skincare, but let me pick something that would be 5 minutes rather than be like, I need to start doing exfoliating in the shower, then this, and this. And I just knew to start small, and it's very manageable. But now I'm like ready to add something else.
That's what happens. That's the whole point, you know? That's what you should do, is slowly add things in. So you say a 5-minute regimen. Are you saying you cream your damn face for 5 minutes, or are there some other steps involved?
Oh no. It's my whole
body.
You're just in there
creaming.
Oh,
I just
cream my face with the Skin Trip lotion, but this is more of a full body moisturize. But okay. I still hit the face, and now I have like a little coconut oil for the beard, because I'm getting a little quarantine ZZ Top going here.
I see that.
And it's getting a little gross, scratchy, so I've been getting to some coconut oil in there, which has been going great. Yeah. I never it wasn't like the stigma of skincare or beauty products or whatever for me. It was always like laziness and time. And then like when I just like really look at the numbers of like, if I take like a 5-minute shower, like if I add 3 other minutes to it, I'm still like it. I'm still right. out the door in under 15 minutes. You know, well,
but I feel like
70 minutes just, of shitting. But
right, oh yeah, of course, we could. That's a whole other episode we could do.
Girl,
I have gotten mine perfect.
Well, you're plant-based, so you're, yes. you have some advantages.
But I'm telling you, I mean, I've had such a journey in that department. Like, I used to have to go home from school, and I'd call my mom to come get me because I'd literally, like, it was like the scene in Dumb and Dumber every day. So I've come a long way. But all I got to say is, if you're not taking a daily probiotic, get one. It helps so much.
Oh yeah, I'm on daily probiotic. I'm on psyllium whole husk fiber supplements. I've got it all.
There you go, honey.
I'm on the sups. I'm taking care of the inside and the outside.
So that's what I was gonna say. I feel like to discount it as I don't have time is an excuse because it's really you deserve it.
Right,
and we talk ourselves out of things all the time, like, oh, I don't deserve to have skin that feels nice, or, you know, I have itchy elbows, but fuck it, that's what I deserve. It's like, no, bitch, put some cream on. You have the time. You just don't realize that you deserve that. No, you know, that's what self-care is. It's taking care of yourself and your needs. What a concept.
I saw like a self-help article in like possibly in a like fitness magazine. They used it for fitness, but you can use this kind of analogy for anything in life. And it's instead of saying I don't have time, say I don't prioritize it enough to do it. And then when you realize what you do have time for, like I don't prioritize my skincare regimen as much as I prioritize playing 4 hours of Doom Eternal on Xbox.
Right.
It's like right. I like you're like I don't have time for the gym. It's like, well, no, I prioritize laying in bed for an extra 40 minutes looking at my phone in the morning and at night. And it's like when you phrase it like that, you're like, well, I don't actually prioritize that. And then you're like, well, then get your fucking shit together, homie.
Yeah, you either shut up or you do it. I used to do eyelashes, and when I did this one girl who's a personal trainer, and I was like, yeah, I've always said I wanted to work out, but I just never do. And she goes, well, you don't want it hard, you don't want it bad enough. And I was like, oh shit, you're right, I don't. I would do it if I wanted it, and I guess I don't.
Yeah, right.
I want a hot body, but not that bad.
Well, because that's like people will always say like, oh, okay, cool. Then I don't have time to work out. It's like, do you have 10 minutes in the morning? It's like, yeah. It's like, well, you could do something for 10 minutes. It's like, well, that's not enough. And then you're like, so what are you doing instead? You're like, well, 0 minutes. It's like, all right. Well, 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes. So if you're doing nothing and you could only find 10 minutes, squeeze 10 minutes in. And I bet you'll find 12 and then 14. You know?
Have you been doing any kind of exercising during this? I have done jack shit. I literally get winded walking half a story down to get the mail. It's gotten bad.
I have to admit, I was on a good streak before the quarantine hit, and I had been also really learning more and more about myself, and I find that fitness, specifically lifting weights, is a huge part of my mental health that I did not realize prior to this. Even though it was a huge part of my life, during a downturn in my life, I wasn't exercising, and I didn't realize how much I was doubling down on negative emotions, negative feelings towards myself, illness, all this shit. And so when I realized that in the last couple years, I've been running again and lifting weights again, and it feels good. Not enough to like turn my life around, but enough that I'm like, you know, I'm not like before and after pictures, but I am like not dying, and I am doing whatever I want food and lifestyle wise and not getting disgusting. But I knew when this quarantine hit that if I didn't keep going, I would. So I haven't.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
For me, even more, I just needed to keep the streak alive. It doesn't even matter about what I'm actually doing. I realize for me, it's the consistency. It's way. I'm very momentum based. I learned in years of if I don't do something for 5 days, like if I skip brushing my teeth before bed for 5 days, it could easily be 9 months. If
gross.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. If I take a couple of days, I mean, I'll brush every morning or whatever or after meal. But if I run 5 days in a row, it's very easy for me to run 5 days in a row for 6 weeks. If I take a week off, it's very easy for me to not exercise for 3 months.
Take 6 months off, yeah.
I'm just such a fucking slippery slope guy. So I knew, so I've been more consistent than ever in this quarantine.
Are you jogging right now?
I've been running 1.6 miles about every day, like 5 days a week.
Do you wear a mask?
I do not. I wear a mask all my other times out. I avoid people on the street. If I wore a mask while I ran, I'd be in a hospital for a different reason. Just for like oxygen restriction.
I just never know what's safe. I just never know because I read this long thread on Twitter about like droplets go 20 feet and so nobody should be jogging right now. And I'm like, my neighborhood is as if nothing's going on. I mean, everybody is around biking, rollerblading, jogging, walking. Nobody has a damn mask on. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think that was like what it was like a couple of weeks ago. Around here, it's people are more masks. Wait, but a lot of people are jogging, biking, exercise. A lot of people are because it's LA. So,
yeah,
you know, all the gyms are closed. All the hiking trails are closed. All the beaches and pools are closed.
What so are people, we going to do about our bodies?
Yeah. And then I'm out there running every day. People are without a mask on. People are clearly like, fuck this asshole. Also, he's not a runner. He's visibly 300 pounds. Like, he's clearly having a hard time with this run. Like, but so it's like, I look like I'm a poser. I look like I'm like, well, I'll try running in the quarantine.
I would hope people would not be judgmental in a time like this.
Yeah, I would hope that too, but I'm out there judging them as I run by, so it's completely okay for them to judge me. I've been quoted as saying, I talk enough shit about other people that I absolutely have to be comfortable with shit being talked about me. Like, I'm not allowed to be upset about
I the other day was out with a mask on, and these two like young 20s-ish people walk out of their apartment and they said something like, that's not even the right kind of mask. And I heard them and I wanted to be like, I'm doing my goddamn best. I'm trying to protect your bitch ass. How about you not judge me, okay?
Single tear rolling down your face.
They weren't wearing masks. Yeah. But like, what fucking assholes? I'm fine if you talk shit. I just don't want to hear it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Ideally, that's the ultimate shit talking is when the other person doesn't hear.
Have some self-fucking respect. Like, wait till you get in the car.
Wait, here's a great skincare question. For my listeners, which I'm assuming skew not only male, but disgusting male, what would you recommend as like entry level, like assuming these guys are brushing their teeth, showering, and using hair product and deodorant.
Yeah, okay, so what's
what's yellow belt fit? Like, that's white belt bullshit. Give us some yellow and orange belt stuff.
Well, you're kind of setting that mark right now with the moisturizer. I say, first of all, wash your face every day. Wash your face every day.
Different soap than you use for your body.
I would say that would probably be best. Yeah.
It can't hurt to have some sort of face wash. They're designed for that reason.
Our faces are. So many things encounter them every day that we don't even realize. Like right now, me just sitting next to this window, the dirty LA air is coming and hitting me in the face. Like there's lots of things that just walking around, even if you weren't technically outside or whatever, your skin emits oil all day. You shed skin cells all day. You have to absolutely have a face wash. And there's a million of them out there, and it's really overwhelming. So I say go down the aisle of the store of your choice, you know, wherever you are comfortable price point-wise, if it's Target, if it's Sephora, wherever, and see what you're drawn to in terms of the packaging, the colors. Pick it up. Look at the bottle. See what it says. You know what? I actually have oily skin. Maybe this will be good for you. Or ask friends what they like and then buy those. That's the first step. And I will also say, I always say this, Sephora gives free samples of any product in the store. And I know being, if you are a disgusting male, that might be a very unfamiliar place for you. But you could literally walk into Sephora and go, hey, I want a sample of 5 different face washes. And they will give them to you. No questions asked. No strings attached.
That is fucking serious insider info, Jack. Yeah, that's awesome.
And if they make you feel weird or shitty about it, they're a shitty salesperson because they don't get paid on commission at Sephora, so they never force you to buy anything or like really give you the hard sell. So it's actually a really safe environment to experiment. So
we're fans of Sephora in this house, yeah.
Yeah, honey, why not? So that's a nice tip. And they have an amazing return policy. So if you end up buying like a face wash and it ends up drying you out too much or you don't like the consistency, take it back and they'll give you a full refund.
Hell fucking yeah.
Why not, honey?
Yeah,
so you absolutely have to wash your fucking face. Absolutely.
Yeah, and if any guys are listening to this and are turned off by the idea of like a Sephora or like picking a you're using a word like frou-frou face wash or whatever, Clean and Clear from Clearasil, like with the bubbles, is basic AF, very simple, works well, and won't destroy your face on a basic. That was my foray into face wash. Now I'm on Kiehl's in the shower.
Look at you. Yeah, I mean I benefit Target greatly is
from
there. Tiff.
Yeah, I should say I benefit greatly from my wife. But I also I'm now a product queen. I have my choices.
It sounds like it.
I only use Shea African black soap on my body. I won't use anything else.
I love that.
I'll pack it when I travel for weekends because that's how much I like that soap.
So who got you on that?
Well, I used to use it back in the day when I was younger just because I used it at a friend's house when I was a kid. And I always liked it. And then I kind of drifted away and just used what was ever in the shower for like 8 years.
Yep.
And then I took a shower at a friend's house a while back and she had that soap. And I was like, damn, I love this soap. I forgot how much I love it. And I just bought it for myself. And I was like, what a fucking upgrade. Just having a favorite soap like that. And it's not expensive. It's not.
But like pricey. I said, you feel better when you use it, right?
Yeah. So
you
then
got
it's worth
a little
it.
Pep in your step. That's what it's all about, is just when you use a product that really serves you, you can feel yourself. And that's what it's all about. And I will also say that that is it like the Jamaican black whatever soap? What's it called?
It's African black soap. It's from Shea Moisture, that company.
Yeah, so they actually probably make a face wash version of that soap, and you actually could use that to wash your face as well because it's like natural. So if you ever wanted to like go the natural route as opposed to like the Clean and Clear, which is kind of, it probably has salicylic acid or something a little more harsh, you could actually do a really natural, gentle regimen and use that on your face.
I might do that. I'm not really a breaker outer and I'm not really a dry skin guy. So I can, I'm not as specific, but that is a good idea.
Well, I'm not mad at that for you.
I like brand loyalty too. Cause with Skin Trip, I love their moisturizer so much that I tried out their bar soap as a gym soap. Didn't work. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is their specialty. That's not like, I don't have any other, like Fat in the Moon. I only have their deodorant. I don't like any of their other products. I've tried I also don't use a lot of the other stuff that they sell.
They have a lot of makeup products. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say
stuff.
This. So another element to Natch Butte in my work is voting with your wallet and making wise value-based choices with your products. I will say Shea Moisture is a cruelty-free black-owned brand, and Fat in the Moon is a indie female-owned business. So those are two ticks for you, two check marks.
I'm woke.
We love.
AF.
That's right, honey.
Oh, that's
you
awesome.
Are woke with that skincare. We love. And Shea Moisture is great because they are a Target price point and they are available at Target. And they have a ton of stuff. They have a lot of, you like coconut? They have like a really yummy coconut leave-in conditioner spray. They got a bunch of good shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about, my hair product of choice these days is salt spray. Big salt spray.
Oh, look at you. Which one do you like?
Well, I'm experimenting constantly with salt sprays because if you notice, you can see all of my healthcare, all of my skincare. What do you call like the larger group outside of skincare? If it was skin,
I say
hair,
self-care.
Or yeah,
beauty.
That makes it,
yeah.
Yeah. I guess self-care makes, makes it sound a little more inclusive. Beauty might be exclusive to like low self-esteem individuals or whatever, but like I don't deserve
which is most
beauty.
Of us.
Yeah, hey, I know, for fuck's sake. But and I actually completely lost my train of thought, but it'll come back to me. What I'm seeking out is salt spray for the hair, coconut scent for the body. It's all beach. It's all like I miss the way I feel and look after because I used to work at the beach, I used to party at the beach, live at the beach more or less. And I just miss being tan, moisturized, the smell of coconut from sunscreen. I miss the stuffy saltwater hair, the lack of fucking pimples from sun exposure and being sort of dry by the skin, but then moisturized by my, sort of dried by the sun, then moisturized by my lotion. I miss all that shit. And so I'm constantly chasing that with my product. So that's why I love Saltspray. But I haven't found the one that gives my hair like the cool, chunky malleability that I want.
I'm trying to find one myself. That's why I was curious if you found one you liked. I haven't mastered that yet. For me or my boyfriend, he has curly hair. I'm trying to like find like a little tousled, oh, I just jumped out of the ocean and like... I look so great. Like, I'm trying to find one. So please keep me abreast of that mission you're on.
I'm currently, for me, the best thing that works is like being dirty and wearing a hat for too long. Like,
okay.
It's like, unfortunately, I have to like, and I do have, and I won't out them on this podcast, but I do have some male friends that I know who set their hair. I mean, I have a lot of, I should say, I know a lot of dudes who set their hair. I know white guys who set their hair with baseball caps and
my
not
boyfriend
do-rigs.
Does that.
Yeah.
My boyfriend does that. Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, ooh, before we go out tonight, I just kind of want to mush it down, make it gross. And then, yeah. So I'm constantly chasing that. And but I'm also, because I'm exercising so much, my hair gets a little too gross. And that's where I get like some forehead breaking out from sweating, headband touching. So I'm shampooing more frequently, and I don't love the way my hair looks shampooed and conditioned.
We try not to wash our hair that much. That's something that we were all taught growing up, like shower every day, wash your hair every day. But now I wash my hair once a week.
Yeah, same. Unless it's like something
disgusting.
Like, I forgot. I like ran 2 days in a row and wore a hat for 12 hours. I can feel my hair being gross. Like,
yes,
That's the only times. Yeah.
But wearing that hat is sort of like your own salt spray, because the sweat is making itself a salt. It's really interesting. Wow, you have good hair. You're lucky.
Oh, please. This is like my only thing I can lord over like all my friends who are like in human shape and have apartments and houses. Like all my college roommates who have kids and homes and second homes and all my
and you're like,
my young...
But hey, peep that hairline, son. Peep that hairline.
I have more hair than both my younger brothers. So like I'm the oldest boy and they both have real jobs and shit. And I'm just like, oh, well, I have a hairline. I'm 38. Every time I book a job, ask my hair and makeup.
How's that 401k looking, honey? How's that 401k coming in?
Well, I'm certainly going to save some money on plants. This is like some crazy ass thing that's like of all. I always joke that you can't be short, fat, bald, and broke. You could only be three of those. So thankfully, I'll always be tall. And it seems like I might always have hair. But I think fat and broke is here to stay.
I forget that you're tall. You are tall. How tall are you? Like 6'3"?
I'm 6'2", yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not...
Tall
just
women
not...
always clock heights. I'm 5'10". I'm like, I knew how tall that motherfucker was.
Well, then that's because you're like, oh, here's a guy who's taller than me. Like,
yes.
That's like, because like Lapkus will recognize, like Lapkus is another person who knows I'm tall.
Yes,
because,
we're the same height.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, not a lot of people think of me as tall because there's like four qualifiers you'd use first. And I'm not like very tall. You know what I mean? I'm not like, oh, that dude's tall. But you're like, oh, you know, Gabrus, he's like big, bearded, loud, like. You wouldn't think to say tall, you know what I mean? But it's funny, like I don't get a lot of tall cred is what I'm saying.
I know, but you should, because in LA 6'2 is basically 6'5".
Well,
I mean,
the funny
you're a rare breed in this town. Take it from me.
Thank you. I did a show for MTV for a long time called Guy Code, where I sat down. You know, it's a seated, like, talking head type show. I almost just stabbed myself in the eye with a dabbing tool while I'm talking to you. Whoops.
Careful.
And when I would meet a fan from that show, they would be like, damn, dude, you're so big in real life. And I was like, always be like, hey, hey, hey. They're like, no, I mean like tall and broad. I had no idea. I'm like, yeah, if you don't see me next to someone, you have no scale. Like, we all look
right.
The same.
You could be 5'8 for all they know.
Right now in the Zoom, you and I look kind of the same size, and you are tall, but the two of us have probably two of the most different bodies you can have.
Have you been keeping it together, though?
Oh,
have you been
yeah.
keeping it together? Because I feel like I'm wasting away. I think it's just because eating is such a chore that I'm like, oh, I'll just not eat, you know?
Oh, I feel, see, I'm the opposite. Eating is such a blanket for me that yeah. I've been doing it a little more. But I've gotten better. I've gotten into a system. Because Tiff's home, too, I can't go full, like, emotional eating. Like, right. she'll just, we have a system where we have a code word, a safe word, that if she, I know I have food control issues, so if she sees me spiraling, she just says the code word. Because I also get defensive. If she's like, are you having more? It's the worst of both worlds. I'm like, can you please help me? And also, don't fucking speak up when I'm doing that. You know, like, so we have a code word. She says a safe word when I'm eating too much. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yes. All right. That's right.
I like that. I like that check and balance. That's good.
And I requested it. So it's not like, you know, it's not like from her mind. Right. So don't come for her, listeners. I asked her to keep an eye on me. And she's an amazing cook. But when you're cooking for yourself, like if I'm ordering food, I'm even grosser than if I cook for myself. Like, I'm just like, oh, well, what's two appetizers and one entree? But if I'm cooking for myself, I'm like, I guess I'll just eat a bunch of this spaghetti squash rather than, like, I'll also get a quesadilla. I'm also not going to whip up a quesadilla in addition to dinner. But if I'm ordering, you know I'm putting a dill on the menu.
Oh, yeah, of course. Go big or go home. I guess that's my issue. Like, we were talking about earlier, the, like, build on your recipes. I only know how to cook like five things and I'm getting stale on it. I'm just getting real stale on it. And then because I don't eat anything, you know, it's like all the grocery stores are out of shit. And it's like, I don't have the liberty of like, oh, if they're out of this, I'll just eat this. I don't eat anything. So
yeah, if you get past the vegetable aisle, there's nothing. You're like, I'm tapped. I'm out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I guess it's almonds for dinner again, you know?
I think this could be a fun project, though, is to like slightly tweak the one of the five things, you know, that opens it right. up in a way where you're like, oh, I know how to make this. What if I just use daikon instead, or, you know, insert whatever right. here, and just sort of, because Tiffany's like a great cook and she's always cooked for us. But lately she's been like, well, now I'll try this because if it sucks,
why the
care?
Fuck not? Yeah. Right.
We're on like 33 nights of dinners or whatever since the quarantine started. And we've ordered once. I've cooked like twice and she's cooked 30 other times and never repeated a meal yet. She's a fucking psycho.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
She's a
that
fucking psycho.
Wifey goals. Yeah. Wifey goals. Do you clean afterwards? Like, what's y'all's system?
I'm the dish machine, and also I'm what's considered a food hype person. If you do have to cook for another person, also, Tiffany likes to cook, so I would cook more if she didn't want, because she's kind of like, I'm not going to make duck breast as well as she does. So like if we got duck and she's like, I want duck tonight. I'm like, it would be awful for me to go, well, I'll tackle that. Like she's right. like, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm not letting you do this. But I do clean. And if you, like I was saying, if you have to cook for someone, maybe your 300-pound husband who eats and enjoys everything is a good audience. Like I'm a very good eater. I like everything. I have no allergies. I eat everything that you put in front of me and then some. So for me, I think I'm just a, what do we call it? Like a warm audience for comedy. Like, you know, I'm warmed up for her.
I think that's great though. So y'all don't have a dishwasher, huh?
Mm.
Do you not have room for a tabletop one?
I saw at your old place you had a tabletop and that was like and we have fought against it because Tiff's so aesthetic based that we don't
want
one.
Yeah, I hear it. They're an eyesore. Yeah.
But on day 30 of the first thing I do, I wake up, I take a dump, and I do Duolingo on the toilet. Then I go make a coffee and then do the dishes while I drink my coffee because I have like 40 minutes worth of dishes to do every morning.
I mean, I remember when Mitch came over to my apartment, he saw that and he literally got tears in his eyes and he was like, how have I not lived knowing this is a thing? And he went and bought my same one that day.
He bought it on his he told me he bought it on his phone after he saw it because he recommended it to me. And then I had not been to your place yet. Then when I went to your place and I was like, oh, this shit fucking rules.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's small, but like better than nothing. That not having a dishwasher was one of the bleakest times of my life.
Oh, it's been it's been since I was 23 now. I have not had a dishwasher in my apartment. So I, and for the last 10 years I've been living with Tiffany and we cook very frequently. So right. I've just been doing the dishes. If also I'm a little worried if we get a dishwasher and a dog walker, Tiffany might start to realize how little she needs me around this house, period.
That's how you pull your weight.
That's my specialty. I mean, she works full time and cooks and cleans, so I can't fuck her. I can't come out here and be like, so I'm just like, I'll do the dishes. Don't worry about the dishwasher. But if, damn, this quarantine is making me want to live more like an adult. For
sure.
Can
you imagine like how long we have put up? Like, same. You know, I never have had a washer and dryer in my house since I was 21 years old living in Austin.
Yeah.
I have not had a washer and dryer in my fucking house this whole time.
Yeah, not since I lived with my mom.
Imagine going to your high school reunion and leading with that. You know? Like, that's what I always think. I'm like, people would think I was fucking insane.
All of my college roommates have houses in the tri-state area with kids, and they have own two cars, own a house, own this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I fucking am doing my dishes. I have a leased car. The most expensive thing I own is a laptop. Like, I don't have, like...
And those depreciate in value very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. It would be humiliating to go to... But I... You get all the wins back when you're like, I was on Drunk History, and then all of your
I was about to say, who had a U5 on Brooklyn Nine-Nine last week? You know? Gabers, that's who.
That was not me, not yet.
Same. I haven't even auditioned for that yet.
Oh, me neither. I I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything, but I am on an upcoming episode.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, U5?
Maybe
'05. Look at you stepping up. Okay,
I feel like by the time this comes out, it might be okay to say, but we'll see.
I think it's fine. I don't think
I'm not giving any story
fine.
Points. I'm just
I think it's fine. And also, you should celebrate by buying a tabletop dishwasher.
I might. That's I already I celebrated think. By buying a tabletop vaporizer.
There you go. Priorities are in order.
Yeah. Well, I'm embarrassed that all my purchases since the quarantine have been like weed, like media and martial arts weapons.
Wow. That is very random. Is that something you've always invested in? Is the martial arts weapons or is this a new hobby?
It's a little bit of a new hobby. I started taking martial arts. I've always wanted to. I did as a kid, like most suburban white kids. I did some karate as a kid. But I started taking martial arts this year, starting in the new year up until the quarantine. I was training
Which
martial arts.
It's
called Jeet Kune Do. It's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee created the style. It's actually an American martial art because he created it here in America.
Oh my God. I've always wanted to do that.
It's kind of cool. It's weirdly empowering.
I
want to
do Krav Maga. Wait, Krav Maga. Krav Maga. That's the Texas one.
That's the crime dog. Yeah. That Krav Maga is some fucking real shit, dude. Hell yeah. It does make me feel kind of powerful. It is fun to do like exercise in that way again, where it's like sort of like a sport where it's like, all right, everyone take a lap and then we're going to do some abs and then we're going to punch pads. It's like, oh, okay. That's not what I normally do. And then also, if you thought you met weirdos doing improv.
Oh, wait, gosh.
Because that's like, that's still like entertainment. When you meet weirdos who live in LA and who do martial, and you know them through doing martial arts in the park with them, you get to meet some real interesting characters.
I'm telling you, this town has so many subcultures. And once again, just like the jury duty point, we live in such a bubble, but there's so many types and subcultures of things out there. And once you get like a little whiff of one, your mind is blown. This is a giant town. There's a lot going on.
I ordered my weapons online and there was a delay and the guy who worked at the company emailed me and he's like, I'm like, yeah, I was hoping to get these sticks, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, are you training with these? And he named three different, I was getting Filipino fighting sticks. He named three different Filipino families that are based in the LA area that teach the sport. Like, and he was like, oh, are you training with these guys? I was like, no, that's crazy. And I'm like, that's how, like, of course the martial arts guys are going to know who's here. Just like
of
us
course.
Improv people know who's at I.O. and who's
exactly.
at...
Exactly,
so it's just
yeah.
such a funny thing for him to go, oh, are you training with Rose Mata? I was like, what? No, holy shit. Wait, back to skincare. So
I was about to say. Okay.
Yellow so, belt shit.
So everybody should be washing their face. And I think the next step, if you want to add one, is to do a moisturizer at night like you.
And so, that's and on your face matter. Or body or face first,
On
right?
your face. But if you want to do body, I say indulge, honey. Treat yourself. But definitely everybody should be doing that. It doesn't matter what type of skin you have, even if you have oily skin. Because once you wash your face, you kind of strip it of everything. And if you put moisturizer back on, your skin won't be producing that extra oil that can lead to breakouts. So you just have to find one that is right for you, right for your skin, that you like to use. And there's all kinds of different... There's a creamy one. There's a jelly kind of one. I mean, you have to play around and kind of find the one that you like the results and you like the feel of it and the smell and the jar and all of those things. But that is bottom line. And then if I really got to give you one, you got to do a sunscreen during the day. You gotta.
Full-time sunscreen.
You gotta.
Okay.
You gotta. The sun is public enemy number one. And I don't know if you have felt this, Gabrus, but... The sun is not the same sun that we used to lay in as kids. It is way fucking harsher and meaner. I mean, I feel like I just go outside for a few minutes and I feel the sun burning me. It's because our ozone is not there anymore. I mean, the right. sun is very dangerous, and everyone should be doing a sunscreen every single day. It doesn't matter what size, color, texture, you gotta be doing a sunscreen.
Okay, like a full-time sun, like it's part of your daily, like in the morning you put sunscreen on your face.
Yes.
Or moisturizer yes. that has built-in sunscreen or whatever
yes.
you want to use. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's
Everybody
crazy.
Should be doing
That's
it.
Not something I do, but I would be down because I love to get color, but I know you can get color with 15 on your face. So
yes,
you
could still get a little color. I really, really, this is my life's work, and I get sent DMs, and when I meet people, you know, in person that listen to Natribute, they always say, I do a sunscreen every day because of you. And you will see a difference. You will notice, you know, your texture, fine lines. You will notice if you have any kind of discoloration. Like, all those things will start to let up. They really will, because that's what's causing it, that damn sun.
Right, because that's what prematurely ages a lot of people's faces, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Have you seen those the pictures of the truckers with, like, half their faces have gotten older?
Fuck, yeah, dude. That shit's really terrifying, yeah.
I hate it. And same with, like, our hands, like, driving. You know, you always see those women wearing gloves. It's like, those ladies are onto something, you know?
That's like an age-old thing, too, right? Like, you can get all the plastic surgery and makeup in the world, but your hands will always let anyone know how old you are. Like,
that's
when
true.
You see, and using LA as an example, is you'll see some people that you're like, I don't know if you're 30 or 60. And then you look at their hands, you're like, you're 58. Like, yeah,
although, there are now lasers that will rejuvenate your hands, and I have heard about them, and I want to do it.
And that's the fourth step. If you're, I just want you to do SPF every day and get laser
yes.
hand rejuvenation.
Laser hand rejuvenation is the next step for sure. I mean, I'm not above, I want to try it all. There, we didn't even get into that. I was going to tell you all the crazy shit I've done to my face and all the crazy shit I want to do to my face. It never ends.
Let's talk some, if we're keeping the analogy going, you were giving us some yellow belt stuff, SPF, moisturizer before bed. What's some of the brown belt and black belt shit that you've done or tried? Have you done like the crazy microdermabrasion stuff?
Oh, I mean, I've done it all. I've done crazy. I did this one peel. I don't even know. Like, you know, we do desperate things when we're put under financial stress, you know, because if you have money, what do we always say? Money is the best lotion. There's just always something you can do. And
oh, I love that expression. Is that a Natribute ridge?
I actually heard that on Howard. Julie Chen Moonves said it, and she was quoting Chris Rock. So I'm pretty sure that is a Chris Rock anecdote.
But that's such a great, and that makes total sense. It's
and
always
Eddie
like,
Murphy said, money don't crack on SNL, yeah, and that's very
right.
true.
Shit,
that's why he
yes.
looks incredible. He literally hasn't aged.
Fuck. All right. So get that money. That's important.
Get the money. Yeah. So I wanted to do a peel, which is basically like there's so many different peels you could do, but it basically they pour like an acid on your face and it peels all these layers off. And then your skin is raw and red for like a week, but slowly you will get brand new, gorgeous, perfect, flawless skin. And I always wanted
that
to do it,
me.
But it's, yeah, it was not, and there's videos on YouTube, because that's the thing, now with eBay and Amazon, there's all these unregulated sources, you can buy all this shit yourself.
Oh, you
can buy all this shit yourself on the black market, and there's people on YouTube that are like, hey, I did a 30% whatever peel, and you literally see their face go up in smoke. I mean,
I went to a baby shower and a woman had like what looked like a road map on her face and she came up, she's like, hey, Gabrus. And I'm like, pretending not to, and I'm like, okay, I'm just not gonna say anything. She goes, I had a chemical peel and something went wrong. And I'm like, oh my God, that seems too high risk. Like,
yeah, I did not have a good result. I went to this random lady that a friend of a friend recommended, and she was a nurse, but there's all these like med spa places in LA, and they will definitely
that are like hospital adjacent that make you feel
like
they're
like a strip mall, and they have like Botox, Groupons. You know, there's so many of them out here, and I recommend if you want to get something done, you have to just save up and bite the bullet. Do not take the cheap way out, because it will end up being a waste of your money, and it will probably put you in danger. Have you ever watched Botched?
No, I can't watch that. That shit scares the shit out of me.
Well, apparently people drive to Tijuana and get shit done, because it is literally $20 to get a tit job in Tijuana. And this one lady got her ass done, and they put titty implants in her ass.
Whoa. Now that I'd like to see before I do. Because that could be for me.
It was, little round titties, but in an ass. It did not serve her.
Hey, sir, are you a tits guy or an ass guy? I hope you say both.
Because well,
I got just the thing for you, baby.
I'm telling you, just be careful. And once again, word of mouth referrals, like ask the stanger in your life, you know, where they get their peels or their whatever's done. Need that.
No, but I think a light, fun one that people can, if people wanted to try is, and it's huge now, is like masks.
Oh, we love a mask.
Masks? Oh, yeah. They don't really work on me because they have to like kind of loosely hang over the hair on my face. So they don't stay well. But it does feel nice to put a mask on your face. And I'm always like, ooh, let me have the green tea one. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. That just sounds like appealing to me. So like
but
you're
that's
saying,
what
there's
I'm
like,
saying. You picked the one that was appealing to you.
Right, exactly. And we love masks. And we just did, with some friends of ours, we did a group Aztec clay and apple cider vinegar mask.
And how did you hear about that?
That was one of our friends that we did it with, had heard it from someone, but I feel like that it was kind of a popular thing at the time. Like, are a lot of people doing that?
I really feel this is true, and this is a big statement. But I start a lot of trends in the alt comedy scene in terms of beauty. I was the first person to get gel nails. That is a fact. I was the first person to get gel nails. It was 2010. I was the first. I started the Aztec clay mask, and it rippled through our community. So that's why I was curious who it was, because
oh, I wonder. No, these guys are not not comedians, but who knows?
You never know the ripple effects.
Yeah. Oh,
but
dude,
that shit is crazy. That mask is crazy. It will make you hallucinate if you do it correctly.
It felt very tight. It felt like it was physically
pulling, working,
right?
Yes. I've never done ayahuasca, but I have a feeling it feels something like that, because it truly like sucks at your face.
Yeah, it really pulls your face back and you're like, oh my God. So it makes you realize that there's some sort of thing it is working in some way. Whether you take it off and you just drop back to whatever, it is doing something.
Yes. But
and
that
it's just
shit
two
is
like
cheap.
Weird basic ingredients you just slap
it.
Yeah.
You know, there's this mask that was really viral on Instagram a couple years ago called the Henicure mask, and I believe it's $40, and like Drew Barrymore, all these celebrities were using it, and it's this clear stuff that you put on your face and it will slowly start to like crisp up and you look like an old person while it's on in its final stages, because it literally like crinkles up your face, and then afterwards your face is bright red and you feel the blood flow. And I did it on Nash Butte, and then I was like, fuck that, I'm buying the Aztec clay. It's $10 for a giant tub that you will not even use fully up before it expires. Apple cider vinegar, cheap and easy, you mix them together, and it's the same damn effect.
And it can't seem more natural. Like, it's literally like, oh, yeah. You know, you're like, oh, the ingredients are in the names of the things, which, as I'm assuming as someone who eats plant-based, is like one of the best parts of the, like, when you're like, right. I'm having cranberry walnut brie, or cranberry right. walnut rocket salad or whatever. And you're like, oh, like Aztec clay and apple cider vinegar. Instead, then you get some mask and you're like, this one's for oily skin. And you're like, well, what's in it? And then like,
right. And you put it on, like, burns the shit out of your face. And you're like, what have I done?
I love that shit where the name is just like says it all. You know, like that's how it feels. That's to me, that feels healthy when it's like you're putting Aztec clay and apple cider vinegar. Two things. Well, I haven't really heard of Aztec clay, but you know what clay is.
Oh, yeah. Clay is a really popular, it's having a real moment in skincare and in hair care. I had this, it's called mud poo. So it's like shampoo, but it's made of clay. And I guess
wow, that must look cool.
Yeah, it looks like you shit in your hair. I mean, it looks like you
AKA
shit in your hair.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool
yeah, I know, Jackie.
Look.
I said cool.
But I guess the idea is sort of similar, like clay can cleanse. And it doesn't suds up and like strip your hair. It will keep all the oils intact. It will only strip away what isn't serving you. And your hair has so much volume. If you have like, if you're like me out there and you have really thin hair, I'm telling you, I had like Courtney Cox from Friends hair with this mud poo. And I was like, honey, who is she?
Interesting.
I'm telling you. Get that clay out. You know, you can also do that Aztec clay anywhere on your body. A lot of people do it under their armpits when they're transitioning from aluminum-based deodorants to natural deodorants, and it will help pull out, like, your stink.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's tedious to have to, like, sit with your arms up drying for, you know, 30 minutes. But people do it on their ass. You know, that's, like, a whole thing now is, like, ass masks. Why not? I can sit on my ass.
Oh, wait. See... You ass mask sounds appealing to me, but I think I'm thinking of it a different way. I would like the ass on my face as a mask.
On your face. Yeah. Well, you could do that after.
Yeah. Hey, I'll do a face mask. I almost said you, meaning my pointing to my wife, but for the listeners, it's not me and Jackie. I'll put one on my face, you put one on your ass, and we'll connect them.
There you go. Why not? You know, that's what we get bored in this quarantine. You got to do something. Yeah.
Well, it's about time to practice our safe word in other ways.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
What the other thing I've been getting into my new hygiene. I got a pedicure right before. I got my first pedicure by myself before the quarantine.
What inspired that?
I have like visibly dry heels and shit. Like you can, like I have like what I assume a lot of dudes' feet look like. I have like white, dry, visible dry skin all around my heels and shit. So it was driving me up a fucking wall and it grosses my wife out. And they get better in the summer when I'm barefoot in the sand a bunch and putting sunscreen on, so I'm like accidentally moisturizing. And then I got a pedicure, and the way my feet looked for like a week and a 2 weeks after, I was like, this is better. And it was a treat to have someone cut my toenails as a fat dude. It's like a difficult process to cut my own toenails. It was a very nice treat.
So how did you choose the salon?
A gift certificate from my wife to a, because I understand the privilege of living in West Hollywood, one of the most popular gay neighborhoods in America. I have two different male nail salons to choose from.
Oh, did you go to Hammer and Nail?
I did go to Hammer and Nail because that's where my gift card was from, the one on Santa Monica. But I
and
also
they
had
do petties there.
Yes, but no color.
I didn't know that.
That's
of course.
Yeah, because I was like, I might as well get black toes or something. They were like, we don't do color. I was like, oh, all right, fine. Oh, that's fine. That's cool. That's cool anyway. But it was just, it's an interesting treat. I had to get over the idea of someone doing that for me. Like I felt uncomfortable with it felt so status-based to have someone like touching my feet, but I got over it and holy shit, thank God. I'm looking forward to getting a pedicure when the quarantine's over. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
I love that. And I love that you're telling your listeners that, because again, this is something that it's a treat, and it's something, it's, once again, it's for your partner, but it's also like you're feeling yourself now. You didn't like that. The dry feet, you know, bothered you. And now you're so happy that you kind of stepped over that obstacle that you were putting in your own head. And why was that? Is it because you thought, oh, it's girly? Or you were just like, I feel status, it's status-based, and I don't want people touching my feet?
I have only had two massages in my life. I'm very uncomfortable with like the status of like lay there and have someone do something for you.
Right.
But as I've gotten older, I've gotten more like, well, I mean, I'm paying money. This is their job. They're excited to, like, they're working. It's
this
not
is
like
their specialty, and you're tipping right. well, so
right.
it's good.
Yeah. So that's, I got over that, and I got a massage after a half marathon one time, and I was like, yeah, like the day after, I was like, oh yeah, no, there's like a medical reason why massages are good and not just for, so like I got over that hump, because the girly shit never bothered me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I love like, that about you. I love that yeah. about you. Yeah.
But I felt like the whole like the whole thing. And then also again, laziness and time of like, ugh, I gotta like make an appointment, get there, go to this. And then once I did it, I was like, oh, this once a month, maybe once a quarter. And then every month in the summer, like it's just like the perfect, like it's like a nice treat and I'm going to keep it up. For sure.
I love that. I hope every guy listening, once we're out of this, says, you know what? I think I deserve that. I'm going to go try it. Because every single guy I've talked to, that is exactly how they have felt too. Like they didn't do it forever and then they did it and they were like, wow, what the fuck have I been missing out on all this time? I wonder if like Mitch and Weiger have ever gotten pedicures, you know?
Those are good people to ask because I am assuming both of their feet are disgusting. And like,
without a doubt.
And like, if there's any, if listeners have any shame in their feet, and that's why, I'll tell you, the woman who did my pedicure held up the dish towel that she had, like the little towel she had over her leg after she fucking sanded my heels, and she held it up and showed it to me, and it was disgusting looking. There was a visible weight of skin on her towel, and she goes,
God.
See? This is why you have to do this. She wasn't grossed out. She wasn't upset. Like, because there's a part of me that would be embarrassed or humiliated. And she was just saying, look at this. Get this shit off your feet if you can. And I was like,
oh, she loved it. Are you kidding? How boring of a day would it have been if she'd scrubbed everybody's feet and nothing came off? It's like a barista with their coffee beans. You know what I mean? Like, right, they love that shit.
You got to do something eventually. Oh, Tiff gave me a pedicure. Like that's how boring we were. Bored we were in quarantine. I taught her chess, and she gave me a pedicure. Sanded my own heel, or I guess sand is not the right word. Emery boarded my heels for me, which was fucking unreal.
How did y'all do it? Did you soak your feet in like a bowl or something?
No, I just kind of laid on the floor. She has like a bunch. She has. I feel like you and her can have a real at length conversation about products. We have.
Oh yeah.
Tons of products. So she has like
foot bomb. Yeah, we actually did a spa night that, too. I had never. Oh yeah, that's great.
Wait, spa night. Tell me.
Okay, so we did a spa night a few weeks ago, and I've lost track of time. Who knows how many weeks ago it was?
Exactly,
but I had actually, I had never cut a guy's toenails before. Y'all's toes are hard to cut.
No shit. That's what Tiffany. Because that was the first time Tiffany did it for me. It's also such a treat. To get to my own pinky toe is nearly impossible. Like, it's just like, it's a fucking little lump of flesh with a little random square of nail on
it.
Like, it's such a weird, and my feet are hard. My toenails are like rock solid. You know, my feet are so fucked up. I'm running around with 300 pounds of pressure on them all day.
What size shoe are you?
And I'm a 12. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Ben's a 13. Same. Like, his toenail was so long, and I was like, I had to do them in like two or three per toe, and then his toenails would come to like a little triangle because I couldn't get them right. And I was like, I'm humiliated. I didn't realize it was this hard to cut toes. I did that now because mine are so easy and little. I just one clip and I'm done.
Right. Well, that's what, because truly we had the same conversation because she connect like had to do it three times, which is
what
I normally
do,
and get like a little trapezoid going and then clip that little trapezoid
so
it's
flat.
That's
what I had to do.
But because I didn't even think about it, that because I can't even do on my fingers the way you're talking about, like, because I know the nail clipper is curved so that you can kind of just, it teaches you the pattern, but
right.
On my toes, and it's an, and I can barely see them, and like with folding over my gut, you know. So when Tiff did it, she held up my toenail when it was clipped off, and like just the length of it blew her mind. She's like, "This is yeah. one solid. It looks like a fucking it, like a screw. It's like a little boomerang.
It's like a Funyun."
Oh yes. Oh, that kind of grossed me out. Kudos to you, Jackie. Not a lot of people do that, but you're 100. Is 100% correct. That's the main reason why that that works. That is so true. It's like fucking broken Funyun.
Oh, it's a broken Funyun. Yeah, that's what I imagined. Did you disgusting. Do a color or did you keep it nude?
No, this was more about just cutting the toes and pushing the cuticles and getting the heels. Didn't even do any like polish or anything like that.
Yeah, but. I did a pink on Ben. He. I let him pick his color. It was like a real salon.
Oh, that's awesome. Maybe I'll ask for that.
I mean, why not?
Next.
We're getting bored here.
I have a feeling in our follow-up, I'll be like, I got a full released pedicure from my wife. A clip and tug.
I mean, you know what? We got to do what we got to do. You got to keep it interesting.
It's the quarantine, baby.
It's true. We got to, you know, we're getting stale in the apartment. We're getting stale on the food. You got to keep things fresh.
Hold for 1 second, Jackie. This is a good time to end this record because landscaping is starting right outside my window. Let me shut the windows, get your plugs, and stand by.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I want to know why lawn work is considered essential workers, because same, our building, the guy still comes twice a week. Earlier he was like blowing leaves, and I'm like, go home, dude, go home. Like, we don't need the leaves blown in the fucking foyer today.
I know, and I feel, and I'm like, I'm not trying to take a paycheck out of anyone's mouth.
Same.
Because
same.
I'm like, all right, that's fine if that's, because my uncle's a landscaper. And I called him back in New York. I'm like, are you working? And he was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Business is booming. Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess people are outside more. They're looking at houses more. They got to look sharp. I feel bad for these guys.
Well, I mean, like, but you said, I'm happy he's working. But part of me is like, does he want to be working? That's my thing. Like, does he want to be home and safe, or does he want to be working? Because he comes twice a week. We don't need it.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy. But he's weed whacking, and that's a perfect foray. Sorry, Emma, fix this up. He's weed whacking, and this is a perfect opportunity for us to maybe stop recording. This is how you know we're working from home. Got the weed whacker guy.
I'm telling
out,
you, the ambulances go by. This is real. This is authentic.
This is some real ass shit. So Jackie, where can people, your podcast Natch Butte has an actual level of information, and it's not being interrupted by me constantly. So if people want to hear more, check out your podcast, correct?
Oh yeah. Natch Butte. I mean, we toe the line. Sometimes I have on chemists who break down the ingredients to things. And sometimes I have on, you know, Stanger and Eugene, and they tell me about their keels. We run the gamut, and it's always fun. And every Thursday. Yes. We love a Thursday drop. Same, honey. So every Thursday there's a new ep, and there's 3 years of back episodes. So, honey, go at it. And then you can find me at Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram, and you can follow Chooch, my dog, at Hello, I'm the Chooch. I always got to give Chooch her plug because her Instagram is popping, honestly.
And Instagram,
she's at like 8,000 followers. You know, nothing to sneeze at.
That's awesome. And I'm a huge Chooch fan over here. I constantly, when I can, give her kisses, and I ain't afraid of her legendary breath. I'm here
well,
for kisses.
Well, you know, it's crazy. It got a lot better. She just was on antibiotics or something else, and it made her breath stop smelling. And now I'm like, oh my God, I guess she had some infection or something for years.
Oh, because Arthur has terrible breath.
Yeah,
so I wonder.
He might have an infection on the inner lining of his mouth, is what I was told. And the antibiotics for her anal gland made it complete. Like, literally, I could stick my head in her mouth and sniff, and I don't smell anything. And she's 10
Whoa.
Years old.
Get her.
Still hear you, and you can still hear me because I have Bluetooth, not to brag.
Oh, excuse us. Of course.
Because she loves you.
Chooch! Hey! Hey, she's so sweet. She's in full ghost mode. She's all white, no highlights today.
And she, right? we gave her a quarantine haircut, so she's a little uneven, but you know, it was better than getting bored and cutting my own hair, which I'm about to do, because why not?
I'm doing the opposite. I'm like, this seems like a good excuse to go full Hagrid. So I'm just gonna let my hair and beard go crazy and see what I end up with. And I'm gonna continue to test salt sprays and really get to the bottom.
I'm so curious about that. Please keep me posted. And I also recommend that as well. We don't need a haircut that damn bad. It's only been a month. It won't kill us. So put the scissors down, take a beat, and maybe instead do some research on the moisturizer you like.
Yeah. And also, we're not going out. So who cares what we look like? Treat yourself to some laziness. Work on yourself in new ways. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I'm trying to exercise. I'm trying to get into more products. I've been meaning to add meditation for the last 40 days. So maybe tomorrow will be the day. It's not today.
Yeah. I spent a shit ton of money training to do TM at the beginning of last year. And I haven't done it in about almost a year or so. I should probably
now's
get back
the time.
That.
Let's
now's the so, time.
Follow Jackie's social media. You can follow, find she said it, but you can also find it with this tweet and Instagram about this episode. Listen to her podcast. Listen to Action Boys on Patreon and listen to the Gino Lombardo show on Stitcher Premium. Promo code Gino for one free month. Jackie,
we love a Stitcher Preem, honey. We love a Preem.
We love a Preem, babe. Preems and creams, baby. That should be your Stitcher Premium spinoff.
Ooh, it's
show.
Done. I'm taking that. I'm emailing Earwolf now.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming on High and Mighty and being the first remote guest and possibly the closest living guest that I've had.
Yeah, maybe. I could always run over and wave at the window next to the guy weed whacking right now. Who knows?
We could probably meet halfway if we both left now in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
we'd end up around like Fairfax area, but like a little east of Fairfax.
That's Let's perfect do it. For me. Okay, see ya. Put a mask Thanks. On though.
Oh, of course. Don't you worry.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jackie. Bye, shitheads.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.